Blackstone Audio presents Hold a Scorpion by Melody Johnson Howe. This book is read by Marguerite Gavin. For Bones, who brings love and music to my life. The beat goes on. Chapter 1. I was bigger than life, running down the streets of Barcelona. It was late afternoon, and I sat in the dark watching myself on the big screen. The theater was sparsely attended, but that had nothing to do with the lack of an audience. The film was a flop, a turkey, a dud. It fit my mood. Over lunch and too much wine, I had broken up with my lover. His wounded voice rattled in my head. He told me that no man was ever going to live up to my expectations, that no man was ever going to please me, that I would end up old and alone, and I should take a good look at myself. So I did. I went to see a movie I was in. Watching my image on the screen always splits me in two. The narcissistic side of me wallows in delight at my being loved by the camera, but narcissism is as demanding as an unpaid drug dealer. The other side of me, the sharp-as-an-axe critic, reminds me of the destructiveness of falling in love with my own image. I may look 10 years younger, but I was still 41, old by Hollywood standards. As my ex-lover warned, I could end up alone. And on top of all that, I was running to my death in a fiasco of a film. Why I had to die was still as unclear as it was on the day I shot the scene. It was only obvious to Pedro Romero, the great Mexican director making his first American movie. An auteur of small, influential films, he had been welcomed to Hollywood with a ton of money and an array of special effects. He, and therefore I and the other actors, had drowned in Hollywood's largesse and Romero's ego. The only stars left standing were the special effects guys, which meant the movie was big in China because they loved special effects, but it was still a flop in America. I, who usually kept my hope in check, had had such faith in this movie. I thought it would secure me larger roles and more money. I had fallen into the Hollywood trap of "this is my big chance" syndrome. I knew better. You just take the parts as they come, and you go on. Closing my eyes against my fleeing image, against the memory of my ex-lover's stiffening jaw and hurt eyes, I fell asleep. When I awoke with a start, feeling slightly hungover, the theater was empty and the movie had begun again. It hadn't gotten any better, but I should have stayed to watch it one more time.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?